This stuff's really heavy. I wish someone could help me carry this stuff.
Josh, what have you got? You went to the supermarket?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got all the stuff for dinner.
Oh, Josh, do you know what? Do you know what is my favourite thing about you living here in this house?
Go on.
You make my dinner every night. Mm. I love that, Josh.
Yeah, I bet you do.
So, what are we... Oh, I know. Are we having, like, macaroni tonight?
No, not today.
Okay, how about breakfast for dinner?
No, we're having something more Austrian.
Austrian?
Mm.
Okay. Now, is it anything to do with them sticks there that's in that bag?
Do you mean this asparagus, the spargel?
Spargel?
Yes.
I didn't know you spoke German, Josh.
Ah, well, there's a lot of things you don't know about me.
Uh-oh. Okay, so we're having this for dinner. Okay.
We're having wrapped in ham with hollandaise sauce.
Do you know I've never actually seen it before?
Excuse me?
Yeah, I've never seen it.
You've never seen asparagus before?
No, I've...
And it's everywhere in the supermarkets here.
Really?
Yeah, it's so popular.
Wow.
I can't believe you've never seen it.
Well, you see, I wear glasses, you know. Sometimes they don't work properly.
I think you need to get them checked.
Well, listen, I know a lot about asparagus, even though I've never seen it until now.
Oh.
For one thing, I know that... Even though it looks a bit like sticks from where I can see it, I know that a long time ago in Vienna, the emperor and all the very swanky people, they would only eat the asparagus that was white.
Oh, we have some of that for dinner.
Ooh, we're being swanky tonight, Josh.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
They call it the rich man's hot dog.
The rich man's hot dog. Do you know I've never had a hot dog, Josh? Mm. Oh, I don't want to try that. I'll try the asparagus, all right. You know, I actually have a song about asparagus.
Oh, do you now?
I do. Mm. I thought maybe you could cook and I could sing it to you.
Yeah, let me just put these asparagus in my ears.
Josh! Josh, do you know anybody called Mr. Ramsbottom?
Not from round here.
That's good. There aren't any Ramsbottoms in Vienna. I think this man was from your neck of the woods.
Oh.
Mr. Ramsbottom went to the races, a thing he had ne'er done before. And his luck always follows beginners, won £5, no less and no more. He saw some strange stuff in a fruit shop.
Oh.
Like leeks with their knobby ends gone.
Ooh.
It were up in bundles like firewood, said Pat the shopman.
What's yon?
Wait a sec. What does that mean, Josh? What's yon?
What's yours?
What's yon?
Yeah. What's yours?
Oh, okay. This is good. It's not even German. All right, here we go. That's asparagus with the toffs eat. Were the answer, said Pa, that'll suit. I best take a couple of bundles for me mother, the sucker, for fruit.
Oh.
He started off home with his purchase and pictured her all the next week, eating asparagus fired for a breakfast or mashed up in our bubble and squeak. What's bubble and squeak, Josh?
Like mashed potato with vegetables.
Okay, well, you could stick a bit of asparagus in that if you were stuck, you know?
Yeah, we're not having that, though.
Tis asparagus stuff with the toffs eat, he told Jack as he showed him his plant. Ooh, can I have the green ends for me rabbits? Said Pa, just cut off what you want. He cut off the tips off one bundle and some more friends arrived one by one. And do you know what? They all had pet rabbits.
I bet you did.
Pa had no green ends left when they'd done.
Free rabbit food.
When he got on the house, was in darkness, so he slipped in as sly as a fox, laid the asparagus on kitchen table, and he crept up to bed in his socks. He got in without waking up mother, a truly remarkable feat. And he pictured her telling the neighbours, ooh, that's asparagus, what the toffs eat. What's a toff, Josh? Is it like the Emperor? Was he a toff?
Possibly. I didn't know him.
But when he woke up in the morning, it were 9:15. There were no signs of mother or breakfast, and said he, what's she doing with her son? He shouted, what's up there in the kitchen? She replied, you do well to inquire. Them bundles of sticks as you brought home, they're so damp, I can't light the fire.
Yeah.
She thought there were sticks too, Josh.
What a waste.
What a waste of a good asparagus.
Yeah, well, she could have wrapped them in ham and had hollandaise sauce like us.
I'll be the judge of that now when you have the dinner made.
Oh, yeah. You won't be complaining.
What am I going to do with myself while you're cooking, Josh?
How about this? You go for a walk around the woods.
Okay.
And
will I come back or just keep walking?
Well, that's up to you.
Josh, I'll be starving.
Yeah, well, I'll have your dinner ready for when you get back.
I'll bring you back a nice surprise.
No, I'm sure you will. Right then, while Susan's gone, I better start cooking this dinner.
For a minute. I'm starving. I hope this isn't going to be one of those epic cooking sessions that I have to wait all day for my dinner.
Shh, don't tell John.
Anyway, I see there's a lot of wild garlic still growing here up in the Vienna woods, so I'm going to pick some and I'm going to take it home and maybe make a little pesto that can be Josh's surprise. Do you think he'll cop on? I hope he's not looking for a chocolate bar.
You're back quick. I've not even started on the hollandaise sauce yet.
Ah, Josh, come on, let's get a move on here. Come on.
All right, well, how about you tell me another fact while I continuously stir this hollandaise sauce?
Okay, you mean a fact about where I was, because I'm not telling you anything about that. I'm making you a surprise. I'll tell you an asparagus fact. How about that?
Yeah.
I did read that asparagus can grow 7 inches in one day.
In one day?
In one day.
Ah, oh, you're having me on.
No, I'm not.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Where did you find that?
I found it on the internet.
Oh.
I know I shouldn't believe everything I read on the internet, but I did see that. That's pretty fast, Josh. Mm.
Well, these are quite big, these asparagus.
That's true. Mm. Might be 2 days old.
Did you smell this white one?
Okay.
It smells like a lot earthier than the green ones.
Okay.
Do you know that's because they bury them underground to get the colour?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah.
It makes sense to me. So it's like the light makes the asparagus turn green.
That's right.
That is amazing.
Okay, I hope you're hungry, Susan, because dinner's nearly ready now. Yeah? Oh, can you smell that?
I can, it's
that
good.
That smells good, doesn't
it's
it?
It's very good. I had a question for you, Josh. Did you ever consider growing your own asparagus?
No, I didn't, because the shop around the corner sells really good, fresh asparagus, and we don't need to grow our own.
Oh, because I had a thought, you know? Do you know what vegetable that gardeners plant for their cats?
Oh, that's a good question. Go on, tell me.
Asparagus.
That's bad.
Josh, what do you call a group of men dressed up as asparagus?
Well...
And be polite now.
Oh, well, there's nothing polite there, is there?
You call them asparagus.
Ah, so we're on with the bad jokes now.
I can't help it, Josh, I'm so hungry.
I'm going to put these asparagus back in my ears.
Just take the asparagus out of your ears for one more minute.
No!
Come on, what do you call a leftover vegetable?
What do you call a leftover vegetable, Susan?
A spare, I guess.
That's enough of those. I can't stand any more of those. Here, smell this.
Oh, that's good, Josh.
That's it, the dinner's ready.
Okie doke, let's eat.
Here you are, here's your dinner. There's some white asparagus and some green asparagus. Nice. Then you can taste the difference.
Ooh, I'm liking it.
See, I think the white one tastes earthier, which makes sense with it being buried underground, right?
And that's not because you're a toff, Josh, is it?
Susan.
Sorry, Josh.
And what's that you've got there? That looks like pesto.
Yes, I made you. This is pesto made from wild garlic.
Oh.
And I know that I'm not really the cook in this house, but I did put a recipe for this up on the Phonetic Planet website.
I saw that.
Yeah.
This is really tasty.
So you,
Susan,
should put this recipe up on the website.
Yeah,
too.
Then everyone can find both.
And then they can have an Austrian dinner.
That sounds like a good idea to me.
And then when they're finished, they can all turn into asparagus.
Thank you.
thanks so much to Joshua David Yardy, who produced this podcast and composed the music. You can find out more about Joshua at yardy.composer@gmail.com. My name is Susan Shea, and you can learn a lot more about the city of Vienna, about how children learn. You can check out some fun family travel ideas, and you can celebrate this wonderful world at phoneticplanet.org.